This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 135 for Tuesday, December 30th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
If you can ink it up, we are going to talk about it. There, I said it.
There you go.
All right. So we do apologize for taking last week off. I'm sure you understand. Weekly podcasts can be draining, and between that weekly commitment and holiday extended hours at the store, and we wanted to spend a little bit more time at home with the family, we just thought it was in everybody's best interest that we take a week off.
Yeah, it's like the first one we've missed in like a year and a half, so I think that's pretty good.
Yep.
51 for 2014, that's all right.
That's not bad. It's not bad. So, anyway, what else is new and exciting?
Last week or the week before, we concluded, I don't even remember, with this holiday in the middle of the week
thing. It's so confusing.
Really, it's screwing up the week. Like, I thought today was Monday, but Friday seems like a Monday. We concluded our Sailor giveaway, and thanks to Sailor and Itoya, we gave away a Sailor 1911 Standard. Congrats go to Keith, who chose a 1911S in yellow with medium nib. And second prize winner, Paul, received two bottles of Sailor Ink. The ever-popular Yamadori and the now-discontinued but lovely color Ultramarine. So
yes.
Congrats to Keith and Paul. Thanks for playing along.
Along with everybody else. We had some really,
else, of course.
Really cute entries. It was kind of tough to decide at the end. Dave and Brian and I were challenged.
It took about 45 minutes. We went back and forth. Well, but this one. What about this one? What about this one? So.
Ooh, what about this one? And yeah.
Yeah.
We were truly grateful for all the really fun entries that we received, and it looked like many of you had a good time playing along. So we're thankful for that.
Awesome.
Yep.
You know, it's hard to believe that Christmas was last week already.
I know, it's crazy.
And here we are, we're getting ready for New Year's, but why don't you talk about Christmas?
Okay, well...
That's me passing the buck.
We hope that all of you had a joyous and relaxing holiday. We did, and I got to tell you, it was really nice. Our daughter now has her own place, and she came home for Christmas Eve, and we were at the store. We were there till 7, I think, and came home. Everybody was together. We had dinner, just hung out together, and for those of you who still have young children, it doesn't always mean 5, 6, 7 in the morning. We actually got to sleep in, have a nice breakfast. We leisurely opened gifts. It was really nice. I really, really like that. You know, rushing around.
You like sleeping in, or you like the presents?
I like the sleeping in. I like giving gifts better. I'm really bad at receiving gifts.
Yeah, yeah. No, we gave way more than we. Not that it matters, but.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
No. And it was just nice to spend some quality family time, and it was important that it was stress-free and relaxing and just meaningful. We just spent time together. We weren't rushing around. There were no hassles over anything. It was really nice.
Yeah, we only worked a half a day.
Well, after our daughter left to go back to her place, Brian and I went to the store, like we joked about, and we picked out Christmas gifts.
We did.
As a truly mom-and-pop store, we put everything back into the business. And we don't blow a lot of money on snobby gifts or impractical gifts just because, you know, people feel they need to have 30 presents under the tree. We gave things that we thought were meaningful and practical. And we do the same with each other. We really don't spend a lot of money we don't need to spend. But we did go to the store and do a little shopping, and I think we had a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was tough because we had actually talked about this for about a month. I don't necessarily want anything, but the inventory is paid for. So if we could have one pen, what would we want? And I've been kind of going back and forth on a couple of pens, and we decided that a couple of the ones that I wanted will probably be, they're going to be around a while. And I almost, we told a story a little while ago about the Sailor Mosaic that we were thinking about keeping. Yeah. A good customer of ours came in and bought it the second day we had it before I could even take a picture of it. He happened to come in on, was it Wednesday? Tuesday or Wednesday this week, or last week, and he was looking at some Platinums, and we were kind of joking around about the Sailor, and I said, well, I'm thinking about the Brown Mosaic, and he says, oh, okay, so he goes, and he's looking at some other things, and he picks a pen out, he goes, okay, I'll take this one, he goes, and I'll take the Brown Mosaic, too, and he started laughing. So I decided on Christmas Day that that would be the one pen that I would be very disappointed if I did not get, or as Lisa says, the one pen I would probably complain about the most. Yep. If I didn't get it.
Pick the one you're going to whine about the most.
And here it is. It's really, you can't really tell on the screen, but it's brown, and it's got like a dark grayish blue.
It's pretty.
Pattern. Really a sweet looking pen. And what I like about them is the marble pattern extends onto the bottom and the top part of the cap and the bottom of the barrel too. So really, really a nice looking pen. Grabbed it and I didn't think twice. So
yep. I opted to go with some ink, partly because I scored pretty well at a couple of the more recent pen shows. Denver was very good to me.
You did.
I did. And I do have a pen coming from the PCA for my 3 very long years as president. So I knew that I had that coming. I opted to go with a couple bottles of ink that I know are not going to be around for very long. I grabbed a bottle of Sailor Ultramarine, which we still have a couple of, but it has been discontinued and it's gorgeous. And it turns out we had one more bottle of Sailor Apricot, which I love.
Well, the funny thing is it wasn't like in the back room. It wasn't in the stock room. It wasn't.
It was in the display case.
It was in the display case behind a tray of Sailor pens. And there it was, and we're like, oh, there's a full bottle of Apricot.
So I snagged it for myself. I know we had posted what we thought was the last bottle a couple weeks ago, but I really, really love the color. It's just happy. It's just a happy color.
And I think we should try to have that color matched, I think.
Yeah. So I opted for some ink, knowing that I have a pen on the way. I hope it's on the way. Should be soon. And we also just got pens, Christmas Eve or the
Christmas
day before?
Eve. This is exciting. Christmas Eve, yep.
Yeah. Perfect present. So to me, that was already part of my present.
A couple months ago at a pen show, we ran across three sailors. This is not a bar joke.
Three sailors walked into a pen show.
We actually had a gentleman who was in the a young man who was in the Navy, who is in the Navy, showed up at the store the other day. We were talking about sailors. It was kind of funny, but we picked up three sailors, older sailors, at a pen show,
they were in pieces.
They were in pieces, and so what we did is we ended up sending them to. Back to Japan, and when they came in, I forgot about them. You could have really surprised me by not telling me, but Lisa sends me a picture, while I'm at work.
Pretty pens. It was awesome.
So, There were three of them, and these are Magellans. And approximate date of manufacture on these? Are these? You used to have these.
I did. I want to say, I don't know, 90s? I didn't look. I was just so excited.
I want to say, I don't know. Yeah, it's probably 90s vintage. Neat clip. Cool colors. We had three colors, the lapis blue, jade green, and tortoise. And so I took the lapis, which is really just a really nice, you know, think Parker dual-fold. I mean, that's really, really what it is. And Lisa has the jade.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really,
you can't see it in the camera. It's a beautiful, bright, not even in grass green. It's brighter than that. It's absolutely breathtaking.
It's what the Schaefer Jade would have been. I took a couple pictures and put it on Instagram and Facebook. Color just really pops. It's in your face. It's so amazing. And then the tortoise, which we don't have here, we decided we're not going to keep that one. So that one will be available. If anybody's a Sailor fan interested in a Magellan, let us know. We have a tortoise, but they came in, and I got a broad nib in mine, and it's just. I'm going to have a little private moment here while I write on this.
I got a medium in mine, which of course will write more like a fine. It's just an amazing writer. Dave got to play with it today, and I was watching like a hawk.
That's right, you're telling me. Yeah, yeah. He was looking at the tortoise today, so. We'll have to talk about that.
Better tell Julie.
Yeah, better tell Julie. I should mention for the sake of all involved that the mosaic has a medium nib in it. So I got a medium nib. I'm playing with some fineness here.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like it. You know, I like to mix it up a little bit. So,
cool.
I would use the mosaic with the medium nib to write my list the last couple of days, and then I would when I'm ready to cross them off, I use the Magellan with the broad, and then that'd be a nice broad. So, So for me it was a two Sailor Christmas. You got a Sailor and some Sailor ink, and literally that's all we gave to each other.
Yep. Well, sleeping in was nice.
Sleeping in, that was a gift in itself.
That was a gift in itself, absolutely. Absolutely. So,
you know, and I guess that leads into, you know, last time we talked about pens of the year, significant pens on that came to market, and the week before that we talked about ink of the year, which, you know, there's several major players there. But I think as we wrap up 2014, maybe we should just highlight maybe some of our own personal acquisitions.
You betcha.
I'll start. I've got a couple, and it's really hard with the number of pen shows that we do. It's really hard to know when we got a certain pen. I used to take better records, but I don't anymore. I'll start on the two Sailors I just mentioned. So that was my first two.
Okay.
You're up.
All right.
We'll swap. I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 7 other pens that I think were significant, really cool acquisitions.
All right. Two early pen shows. Two pen shows early in the year. In LA, is Paul in the chat?
I don't know if he is or not.
Well, in LA...
He is in the chat.
Paul can vouch for how excited he and I together were that we each got an OMAS from Brian's good, awesome, scary friend, John Colton. The OMAS man. I got a green OMAS in LA, and I love it. It's just gorgeous. It's a phenomenal writer. And the other night, I actually spent quite a bit of time flushing all of my pens. I took everything out of rotation, and I'm switching them up, which to me is very soothing. I like to, it's immediate gratification. Everything gets clean, and everything's now fresh again. It's sort of like spring cleaning. But the Omas is just a beautiful writer, absolutely. Gorgeous nib, and Paul got an Omas as well, so we were both gushing. In fact, I think he got the other green. So
he did, yep.
Mm-hmm. So Paul and I have matching Omas pens that we both bought in L.A., and it is heaven.
And how come I didn't get an Omas in L.A.?
You already have Omai.
Oh, please. But would you believe at that point I actually only had two?
Well, that's not my problem.
Three.
Now I have one, and it's gorgeous, and I love it. And in Baltimore, so that was L.A., February. In March at the Baltimore show, I did not rip this out of anyone's hands, by the way, no matter what Brian says.
Please.
I did acquire a blue Aurora, and it is heavenly.
That is nice. That's a lovely color.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous.
Older blue, not the current blue.
Correct. So that was another success, victory, awesome surprise. I was very excited.
All right. You know, I'm going to admit that I'm missing a significant portion here. I have no vintage pens with me this evening.
You get vintage pens at almost every show.
Well, you know, I didn't get as much in 2014. Not as many. So, I used to do monthly pen show reviews on the blog, and then I would highlight, you know, pictures of all that stuff. But this year, I couldn't tell you. I'd have to think really hard about what I bought. I think one of the most significant maybe is a Sol's number 8 size eyedropper. Large chunk of hard rubber that I bought in L.A., but for a very nominal charge. But speaking of L.A., for Valentine's Day, a certain someone bought me this lovely piece of
orange gorgeousness.
Orange gorgeousness. The Delta Dolce Vita Oro, the piston filler. I love this thing.
Now, did I get mine at the same time?
I think yours we got earlier. So yeah, so this has got that ratcheting piston. Yeah, we got yours at the end of I think we ordered at the end of 2013.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you've got the slender version.
Yes.
And I wanted the oral piston. And so it just happened to be the one that I wanted with the nib that I wanted just happened to be on the office table, and you just went and snagged it out of their hands. So
I kind of did. I said, Kenny, I need this pen. And he said,
you came up to me and said, do you want a medium nib? And I'm like, and what? She goes, okay. And you came back with it. So
yeah. You were all like teary and drooly. And
yeah, it's a cool pen. It's big. My only complaint, I think, is the nib maybe seems a touch small for the body, but it's really, I was just before the podcast, I was looking at the pens on my desk here, and I'm like, I had put a bunch out to do just what you did, to change, mix up the rotation a little bit. I just never got around to cleaning them, so some of these still have ink in it, and, well, actually all of them except for one did, I put this down to the paper, and I forgot how smooth it is. It's real nice. In the show before that, in Philly last year, I remember this well because we had just picked up the Scotty, and I had ordered for myself the Wall Street limited edition in the red. It's got the ink window, it showed up. Was it the second day of the show or something like that? So that was, and I love this pen. It's a great pen. It's a large pen, but. Yeah, very, very happy with that one. That one's been pretty much constantly inked since January of this year. So,
pretty stuff.
What else you got?
Denver was a really good show for me, acquisition-wise. Denver was a good show.
Yeah.
Just overall, it was a good show. It was also a good buying show. I don't know what I'm more excited about. I picked up the vintage Vanishing Point.
That's sweet. That's a weird color, too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Is that like a
Like an aqua.
An aqua, yeah.
Yep. So there's that. And I also traded for this sweet little baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's a non-U.S. Royal Blue Prera. And I love Prera, Pilot Prera pens. They're just the perfect size for my hands. It's really hard to go wrong with a Japanese pen.
Yeah, we're finding that out.
Yeah. So I traded for that, and I know the other party was happy, but I was in heaven. So I'm slowly acquiring a collection of all the non-U.S. Prera colors.
Yeah. That reminds me, in Denver, I did pick up two very nice sterling silver overlays, vintage overlays for the collection. One of them, a very nice, lovely filigree, and the other one, a hand engraved pen. I don't have them on my desk here. At least I don't think I do. But those were nice. Here's one that was my birthday present this year. The Schaefer Valor in the blue.
Yep.
Why are you laughing?
Because we picked that up in Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. So it's got the inlay.
So I thought it was an anniversary present.
It might have been. There was like, for a while there, there were like three or four pens lined up.
pick a holiday, pick a pen.
That could have been. Because I have another one that fits in that same range set in front of me. But, so we got the last of the Valors at one of the show that Kenro had, and this one was the only blue. It's kind of like a dark grayish blue. It was the only blue one they had, and it was in the medium nib. And I said, well, you know, we'll put that one aside for now.
There you go.
In Chicago, we managed to pick up this lovely... lovely, lovely pen. I don't know where you got this. I think I do, but I won't say. Sailor 1911, large, Naginata Toji. It's the ribbed barrel, and it's got the semi-flat top with the music nib. And it's got the old-style nib and the old-style section.
Yep, it's very cool.
Very cool pen. I think that was my birthday present. Yeah, I'm sure that was.
I think so. I made you wait on one of them.
Yeah, you made me wait on this one. I can't remember what the other one was. There was an anniversary, there was a Father's Day, and then there was a birthday present. But
well, you know, it's a good 2 months.
It's a good 2 months, yeah. and then what, in June or July, was it? We added another sailor to the collection.
Oh, yeah.
The Pro Gear Sky. So
love,
I don't know if you had that one on your list. You do, okay.
Yeah. Great writer and gorgeous color. I know we've talked about it before, how we saw them in person in D.C. And
it was later then. It wasn't in June.
I kept waiting to... I kept going back to the sailor table just to stare at it because it was under the... It was in a glass case with LED lights, and it was just like... smiling at me.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I can't remember when I got my Rialo, but I know I got four sailors, at least four sailors, in 2014. So I thought that was
nice.
They're all uniquely different. They're interesting pens. One's a piston. One's the Naginata Toji. We got a Magellan, the Pro Gear, and what's the fifth? Oh, the Mosaic. So I'm pleased with the collection, how that's running. It's truly a collection now, I guess, because we got the number.
Yep.
Let's see what else here. Oh, I got this one in Atlanta. This was a real... I was pleased to get this one, and I was pleased we found it, and it needed a little bit of work, but the Aubergine Omas Paragon with the high-tech trim on it. Really a cool pen, and our own Tim Girdler in the chat did some magic on the nib for me in Ohio. This past November, and it writes real nice. Really, really a sweet pen and a cool color.
Yeah, it's that eggplant kind of color.
Mm-hmm.
That purpley, darkened. It's like blackened purple. It's really a gorgeous color.
Yeah, it's a manly purple.
There you go.
But then not to be outdone in DC, at the Kenroll table where they're selling off the samples. And used to be Dick's sample sale.
Mm-hmm. Dick and Jared.
Dick and Jared sample sale. I found this guy, which is the Aubergine Omas Paragon with rose gold trim, and this one has the Vermeil, sterling silver hallmark Vermeil section. And believe
something
it or not,
like
this
twins.
One. Yeah, they're twins. So I've got, and then add this onto my other one, and now I've got three. So I managed to get two Aubergine Omas Paragons this year, and
not bad.
Yeah, and the best part was about this is we're showing this off at the party, and I'm like, oh, there's like something on the back of the cap. What is it? It says Proto. Oh man, who's Proto?
Prototype.
So
you were afraid to show it to Luca in Dallas for fear that he'd want to take it back.
I was. I had it in my pocket, and I didn't want him to take it back. But you know, it's a working prototype. So.
There you go. Let's see. So we've talked about the Sailor Magellan, which was, perfect timing, Christmas Eve. It was meant to be a Christmas gift.
Yeah, I thought you were messing with me when you said it came in.
Nope. Another pen that we carry, but I really, really, really wanted it for my own, is the Pilot E95S.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, this has not been out of rotation since the day that we got it. It is just such a phenomenal writer. It's a gorgeous color. I got the burgundy and the gold. And it's just a perfect size, perfect writer. I don't know, maybe you'll have to bury me with it. But
I'm going first, remember?
Yeah. Just a phenomenal writer. And everyone who tries it in the store, you know, does the ooh and ah, and just really a good writer. We also had two limited editions or two special editions that we did this year that really excited me. And so we each have one of those. But the Delta Unica in our exclusive red color, I really, really like. It's different.
Yeah, it's a nice red. Yeah, I don't do much red, but that's a pretty, pretty red. Of course, it's a plum is close to red.
And that's pretty. And, you know, I like it a lot. But this one, we waited for. The Franklin Kristoff in our blue. And it is just gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. I love it. Killer writer, that beautiful color. It's a good size. It's a little bit longer, a little bit bigger than I personally usually like, but because it's not too fat and it's just the right size, you can either post it or not. It's just really heaven.
Well, the funny thing is and some may remember that for our 100th, which I guess was this year, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Scott Franklin from Franklin Kristoff generously donated a 03 with a it was like a prototype that he made that actually happened to have that our own blue color in the disc, in the top of the cap. And I think he made it even before we made the 02. Mm-hmm. And so that was the grand prize giveaway for that podcast. And then here we go. We have our own 03 on our own color. So that's pretty cool.
So those were probably my most exciting acquisitions. The old style Vanishing Point I do not use on a regular basis. It sits in the drawer. And my Aurora hangs out with the rest of its relatives. But most of the rest of them are all in rotation. The Omas, the green Omas, Paul's twin, was out of rotation for a little bit, but I just put it back in. You know, new year, new lineup.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, the problem is I can't seem to take any of my sailors out of rotation. So
I know, it's hard.
I don't know what to do about that. I've got probably, at one point I had three pen cases in my bag.
That's a little overkill.
Yeah, it was, and I was so
just
about,
get one big case.
Well, yes, I mean, yeah, you should talk, right? You've got a 12 pen case plus another one.
Plus I had a four, which I can make hold five. Yeah.
Plus your, so you have 17 pens that you take to work every
day.
I do not. Briefcase. You should see this thing she carries. This big blue briefcase that we got for her in L.A. It's just full of pens. That's all it is.
In D.C. I stared at it for 4 days.
It was D.C. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the last day, and I'm like, just hang on. And I walked up and I walked over and I gave Bob the money. He's like, how much do you want for that thing? He tells me I didn't even negotiate. I just handed the money to him and I said, you take it. But that's just why you got to carry. You've got like 17, you got 25 pens that you carry with you every day.
I did not have 25 pens. The 12 pen case isn't even full.
Oh, it is too. I saw
full.
It.
It's mostly full. They're testers for the store.
Oh, well, what are they doing in there?
Well, I'm keeping them safe.
You're testing them, right. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so you carry more than me. Right now, I'm only carrying 8 pens with me to work, maybe 9.
Anyway, you know, I'm sure people in the chat can understand both sides of the argument.
Are there both sides to this argument?
I don't think so. Just get a bigger case so you can carry all of them in one place. I'm not
all
sure.
All right. I'm taking a 40 pen case tomorrow.
There you go. So I think, is that everything in your 2014 awesome acquisition?
I think so. I'll be honest, I didn't, like I say, I didn't keep very good records, and we sort of came up with the topic. We thought, well, that might be kind of fun, and I didn't think about. I've been using a lot of modern pens for the last year, 2 years. So, and I did. I don't feel like I bought a lot of vintage pens this year. So,
you did show amazing restraint on a number of occasions. I'd like to see that continue for 2015.
Oh, well, you know.
Hey, wait! Now, people in the chat, help me out. I have a really important question. Are you ready? All the pens that you bought this year, how many did not have nibs?
Oh, come on.
No,
come
I'm serious.
On.
How many did not have nibs?
How many did not have nibs?
More than usual had nibs this year.
I think that's
progress. Okay. Right? Somebody in the chat, help me out. This is like huge progress. There you go.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what pens, vintage pens I got this year. I mean, there was that beautiful jade. Speaking of jade, that jade Aiken Lambert from the Columbus auction. And you know, it's funny that I didn't. It's funny, had I won the lapis Aiken Lambert, I'd have had a lapis and a jade, and then we would have had the lapis and jade Magellan, which are actually
funny.
Very, very similar in material. So, anyway.
Cool.
All right. That's kind of the wrap up for 2014. I think it was a good year for pens. I know I for one am pleased with my purchases and.
Yes.
I do think next year I'm gonna. There's a couple that I'm thinking of selling. So.
Okay.
A couple meaning maybe two.
Yeah, Brian's not big on selling his own pens, so that's fine. Two's an improvement for you.
You know me, that's huge. I want to get rid of two. I don't know. I think it was a good year. So we got some cool stuff going on at the store.
Yep. The usual tedious end of the year inventory this week. So Brian and I will be spending quite a lot of time Wednesday night and Thursday at the store.
Yeah, so while all y'all are going to be enjoying the day off, the store will be open. Come on down.
Actually, it won't be open. Just us.
Well, you know.
Knock on the window. Come and say hi. Bring coffee.
Yeah.
Dave has had some vacation time here and there at the end of the year. And I got to say, it's really lonely, though. Yeah.
Weird. Maybe, yeah, it's weird.
Let's see, in the store, probably starting on the 2nd, we will have our clearance table back up in the store. We keep finding things we forgot we had, so we've got to move some of that.
I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happens.
I don't know either. We had our company Christmas party. It'll be 2 weeks ago this Saturday? There's the Saturday before Christmas.
Yeah.
And Dave, his wife, and his daughter, plus Brian and I and our son. Our daughter had to work, but she certainly did enjoy the leftovers.
She missed out. Yeah.
But we put a very high priority on family, and it was important that it wasn't just Brian, Dave, and I, that it was everybody in both families, and that we could go and just get away and just share in being together, and we had a really good time.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I've said before, Dave and I go back 20 plus years now, so we couldn't do what we do without Dave and the support of his lovely wife and his daughter. So even though she doesn't know it yet,
yep.
Too young. So that was fun and a lot of food. Holy smokes!
It was a ton of food. We all left with huge bags of leftovers.
So who had 837 for food?
There you go. Lots and lots of food. As part of the inventory, new product, all of that, we will have refills for a lot of pens, ballpoints, and rollerballs going up on the site in the next few days. It's time to move some of those along. And right now we do have something that always gets me excited is free shipping on the site.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hang on. Sorry. I'm watching the chat.
Jonathan's offering to help with inventory. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So free U.S. shipping on orders over $35 through New Year's Day. You guys know I love free shipping as a customer, so we try to do free shipping quite often. And, you know, coming up, we've got some really cool things lined up for 2015. New products, a couple new brands, some new changes coming in 2015, so we are really pretty excited.
Yeah, it can't get here soon enough. Some of them.
Yep. So. But 2014 was a really good year.
Yeah, it was. One of my major goals we accomplished this year, actually in the car on the way to a pen show. That's because that's kind of how.
That's how we roll.
That's kind of how a lot of this stuff happens. We did, as some of you know, we did move over to the from .net to .com, both work, but now we have AndersonPens.com, which I always hated not being able to have, but...
We waited for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yep. So finally got that. Several new brands new to us this year, including... something that we both were really excited about, Mont Blanc. Toucan Ink.
That's me kissing my...
There you go. Toucan Ink, just really cool colors in those awesome pouches from Australia. And Brian worked hard to get a couple other lines. What are you doing?
Oh, the chat's killing me here. He had a goal to hit a raccoon. No, Tim. He did not have a goal to hit a raccoon. It just happened. All right, let it go.
Yeah, but I avoided the other two.
The other two, they made it safe. So we had, 67% raccoon clearance ratio.
All right, so I was talking about new brands. We had Mont Blanc. We had Toucan. Blanc. What else?
Faber Castell.
Yep.
Which I was excited about, Caran d'Ache and Cross. All three of those came within about, a week and a half of each other?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was just boom, boom, boom.
It just worked out that way.
It was great. We also got our own ink, which is very cool.
Love it.
Beautiful colors.
And do actually use our own ink. You know, sometimes you get these people who, you know, or companies that they make something and then
they don't use it.
They don't use it. It doesn't make any sense. But I mean, I have, in fact, in this pen here, I have the Green Bay, which is like the Sailor Epinard. I've got Fox River Blues in this Sailor, and then I have another Sailor that I have Mermaid. What is Robin's Egg?
Oh my God.
A long day. Give me a break.
We expanded several other lines and added to our paper offerings with more Rhodia, Clairefontaine, Execlair. And we also took on Write Notepads out of Baltimore. We had a good time in Baltimore when we went to see their location. And
yeah,
it was just really cool. And we really like that Chris at Write Notepads donates a notebook for everyone sold.
Yeah, he makes it. Yeah, I think it's one for everyone sold. Yeah.
Some kind of a donation to a school, which is really important to us. So we had quite a lot of.
It's good paper too.
It's very good. It's very good. I have one in my purse.
I keep one in my backpack. The Baltimore, and he does these special edition covers on this thick cardboard, and it's what do you call it? It's a pressed
letterpress.
Letterpress, yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm. And he has a special one. So he had a special one for Baltimore, and then wasn't there a special one for where was it?
DC.
DC, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
Cool company. They had some really fun machines. Oh my God.
Which reminds me, I have those old Esterbrook plates that I was going to send him, and he was going to make something for me out of those.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just bring those to Baltimore.
There you go.
I don't want to ship them. So.
No. What else? 2015. Just kind of wrap it up. 2014. We've got some pretty ambitious both business and personal goals for 2015, and as they occur, we are excited to be able to share those.
Yep. So something coming up soon, maybe tomorrow even.
I know. Super excited. My only really big personal goal, fantasy, whatever, is to find somebody to pack and unpack for shows for us. That would be heaven.
Yeah, good luck with that. Let me know when that happens.
Okay.
Do we have any shout-outs this week?
You know, we have so many. I don't even know where to start. But
I tell you what, I'll start. My buddy Hugh, who was kind enough to chat with me today for a little while on the phone. Awesome. Always love talking to him. So he has good insight and a wicked sense of humor. So
yeah, he called right before Christmas. I don't know where you were, but I got to talk to he and Carol.
Yeah, I was at work.
Like, oh, that's right. That work thing.
I got to go, oh, yeah, Hugh called. I'm like, wah!
That's kind of the noisy thing, too.
That's kind of the noise.
Big shout out to Ivan and Mary. They popped in. Always great to see them. I don't know that I've ever seen Ivan when you say, you know, how are you today? And he always says, outstanding.
Outstanding.
Yeah, outstanding.
Fantastic or something like that, yeah.
It's always outstanding.
Is it always outstanding?
And getting better all the time. Yeah. Sometimes it's outstanding and getting better all the time. And it's just so positive and so cheery, and I greatly appreciate that. And a big shout out to Sue and Wayne, who came in, was it yesterday? Sue's a trend.
I missed that, too.
I know. Always great to see them. Sue had come in right before Christmas, and we had a good talk about families and Christmas and all of that, and so it was good to see them afterwards.
And we passed on one of my favorite pens in the store.
You did?
You did. The red, the Morocco red.
I did. I sold a pen Brian apparently didn't want me to sell.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. I
you don't want to sell it, take it home.
Well, I have one. I have one. It's just slightly nicer. Slightly. I mean, you couldn't find. You really couldn't find a nicer looking pen. It went to a good home. It's just, you know, you look in the case and you go, that's a really sweet looking pen. And,
yeah.
So, but yep. So.
Well, we've had bunches of people come and visit and make the drive from Minnesota up from Chicago.
Greg was in the other day. In fact, it looks like he was the only one who tried to log on to the chat last week when we didn't have the podcast.
Yeah. So we are, Greg was in. It was good to see him. So just tons and tons of people, and thank all of you for participating in the chat and joining us every week. We couldn't do what we do business-wise without you, and it wouldn't be nearly as much fun.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So there we go. Anything else you want to talk about this week? Let's wrap this up and
have a happy and safe New Year. We don't usually go out. It's too many crazies out there. I'd rather stay in and stay safe and warm.
We should probably maybe, I think we're down to one bottle of wine. Maybe we go and get a couple bottles of wine tomorrow.
We better go to Flanagan's.
Anyway, I think that's it for this week. Have a safe, like Lisa says, have a safe New Year's Eve and a happy New Year. And I hope that your 2015 is as outstanding as it can be. So,
there you go.
I think that's it for this week. Use your pens. Write to us, Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Catch us online. You can send us an email.
Brian@AndersonPens.com.
Or Lisa@AndersonPens.com. And you can check us out on Twitter, on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and I don't even know what other social media as Anderson Pens.
Blog is blog.AndersonPens.com.
And the website, it still sounds so weird, AndersonPens.com.
Join our mailing list. Check out the blog for updates and new products or events in the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next year. Have a good night, everyone.